From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a developing story here in Washington. The head of the FBI said Friday that the agency is reopening its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. The agency's action comes just days away from the U.S. presidential election. Clinton's rival, Republican Donald Trump, who previously criticized the FBI and Justice Department for its handling of the Clinton email case, reacted this way to the FBI's move during a campaign stop in New Hampshire.
I have great respect for the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice are now willing to have the courage to right the horrible mistake that they made.
Clinton is preparing to campaign in Iowa this Friday, but so far no word from her campaign in the reopening of the email investigation. In a letter sent to U.S. congressional leaders, FBI Director James Comey said the agency learned of the existence of emails that appeared to be pertinent to the investigation. The FBI director said investigators will examine the material to determine if it contains classified information and to assess their importance to the FBI investigation. The director said he could not predict how long it will take to complete that investigation. Meantime, as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton continue to crisscross the states where the outcome is less predictable, seeking votes, surrogates of the candidates are also on the campaign trail, including former President Bill Clinton, who urged people in Pennsylvania to turn out in masses on Election Day. Millions of U.S. voters have already cast their ballots in several states where early voting is permitted. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office says the Islamic State